In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our separated brothers, or Protestants, say that images are idols, and that those who have idols are idolaters, and therefore they will be condemned, because idolatry is condemned in the Bible as a great sin. Therefore, when a Catholic converts to the faith of our separated brothers or Protestants, they order him to burn all the religious images and objects in his house. But what is an idol? As we can read in the dictionary, idol is the image of a false god who does not exist and therefore neither hears nor sees nor understands. Now, can our separated brothers show us a single image of a false god that Catholics have? There is none. The images of Jesus are of the true God, because Jesus is God. Of the images of Mary or of the saints, no one says that they are gods, but exemplary human creatures, who, like heroes, are an example for us in our society. Furthermore, they exist and hear us and love us, and God wants us to invoke the saints to obtain through their intercession many blessings, as the experience of millions of Catholics throughout the world teaches. In the parable of the rich man, we see how he asks the holy Abraham for help, and Jesus does not say that this is wrong. Jeremiah, already dead, intercedes for the people of Israel. The prophet Elijah continues to perform miracles after his death. And in Revelation, we see how the 24 elders present the prayers of the saints, that is, the followers of Jesus. If images were the devil's things, how can we explain that the images help us to pray more and better? The images are reminders to be able to remember Jesus or the saints more, and thus be able to pray more and better in front of his image than in front of the wall. The first Christians thought in this way and painted beautiful images in the catacombs of Rome in the first 3 centuries during the persecutions. If we take the text of Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 by the letter, "You shall not make yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters under the earth," then we should absolutely prohibit any image of any kind. We should avoid having photographs of landscapes or people. The art of painting or sculpture would be prohibited. We should even avoid carrying money in our pockets, as it also has images of people. The Bible says that Jesus is the image of God. Why can't we have his images to remember and love God more in him? The Bible says that we are made in the image and likeness of God. Is being the image of the living God bad? If Jesus had lived in this age, wouldn't we have liked to be with him in videos or movies and listen directly to his words? In the Bible, it is not forbidden to have images, but only those of false gods, which do not exist. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 8, a serpent is ordered to be made so that they can be cured from the bites of poisonous serpents. On the Ark of the Covenant, there were 2 golden cherubs, and there were also cherubs and figures of other animals in other places. Just as the Jews carried the Ark of the Covenant in procession, we carry the sacred images in procession to honor and venerate the people they represent. Our tribute goes to the people represented and not to the material from which the images are made. For this reason, we offer flowers, candles, and kneel before them as before a person worthy of respect. A son kneels before his father to ask for his blessing. Joshua knelt before the angel. The Shunammite woman knelt before Elisha to ask for help, and the Jews knelt before the Ark of the Covenant. Just as separated brothers have great veneration for the Bible and place it in an important place and try not to desecrate it, using it for unworthy things, in the same way, the sacred images deserve our respect, and we must avoid using them for unworthy things. For this reason, they must be done with good taste so that they can inspire devotion, because a poorly made image and an image made in bad taste can be counterproductive. Hence, artisans must have a sense of beauty when they make the images. Just as it would be disrespectful to print the Bible with lots of spelling mistakes, poor quality pictures, or smudges. In the year 787, at the Second Council of Nicaea, when there were not yet separated brothers or Protestants, the Church recognized that the representation of Jesus in sacred images is legitimate, and there the church defined, following the divinely inspired teaching of our holy fathers and the tradition of the Catholic Church, for we know that this tradition comes from the Holy Spirit who dwells in her, we rightly define with full certainty and correctness that, like the figure of the precious and life-giving cross, venerable and holy images of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Inviolate Lady, the Holy Mother of God, and the venerated angels, all the saints and the just, whether painted or made of mosaic or another suitable material, are to be exhibited in the holy churches of God, on sacred vessels and vestments, walls and panels, in houses and on streets. Catechism 1161. St. John of Damascus, also known as St. John Damascene, who was the main fighter against the iconoclasts, those who rejected sacred images, said, "The beauty and color of the images stimulate my prayer. It is a feast for my eyes, in the same way that the spectacle of the field stimulates my heart to give glory to God." Furthermore, experience teaches that sacred images are powerful to ward off the power of the evil one, who flees from all that is sacred. On the other hand, Martin Luther, the one who started the Protestant Reformation, accepted the images because he said that they were the gospel of the poor. Why do our separated brothers or Protestants follow him in some things and not in others? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.